Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk about the Browns minicamp underway today. Very exciting for Browns fans, and we're going to be joined now by Mary Kay Cabin from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Outstanding. Mary Kay, ahead of the curve as always, as we found out that Sheldon Richardson would not be returning to the Browns officially, and then the news came down today that he is going to sign with Minnesota. You were all over that story, so kudos to you on that. What did this come down to? Did it come down to Minnesota and the Browns, or what happened here?
You know, I just think it was a matter of, you know, maybe there was a little bit of pride involved. You know, Sheldon was released. His contract was terminated by the Browns in April, and they basically were saying, you know, we don't want to pay you the, you know, whatever, the $12, $13 million you're owed here, but we will bring you back at a lower salary. So I don't think it was money for him at all. I think it was just the notion of, I'm going to go somewhere where, you know, the team didn't just terminate my contract. He did love it here. The Browns did want to re-sign him and bring him back. They did make him an offer, but it just didn't work out.
What kind of a loss is it for the Browns to not have Sheldon Richardson standing in the middle of that line?
Well, they have a lot of depth on the defensive line, the interior, especially of that defensive line. There are a lot of bodies there. There's going to be a lot of competition starting at that mini camp today and running through training camp at who is going to be inside there on that line. So from a numbers standpoint, they're totally fine there. But I do think that, you know, Sheldon brings a lot of experience. He's a Pro Bowler. He's a savvy veteran. He brings leadership. So I do think it's somewhat unfortunate. But once again, this team is operating in a similar fashion to what the Patriots do in terms of right player at the right price. They have a certain cap on a player, and they're not going to go over it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to manage their cap the way that they need to. And they have a lot of big decisions coming up. So, you know, they can live with this because the money wasn't apparently, you know, what they wanted to pay him initially, that, you know, $13 million.
Mary Kay, what are the biggest – we talk about it. Everyone's going to say this going into minicamp. All I really want is health. I want them to get in here, get their work done, and leave. But what is the work that needs to be done here in this minicamp?
Well, it's really, you know, installation and almost walkthrough pace, a little bit more than walkthrough pace. It's, you know, sort of half speed type of thing, knowing where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, and, you know, getting some of the pieces and parts working together the way that they're going to be. This will be the first look at what all these new defensive guys will be like together on the field going against some of the offensive players. So now, you know, Greg Newsom will have a feel for, you know, what it will be like to try to cover an Odell Beckham Jr. Now, we don't know what some of the injured guys are going to be doing. I think they're going to be very, very cautious and careful with those guys. So we might not see a whole ton of work from the Jadeveon Clowneys or the Grant Delpits or the Odell Beckham Jr.'s in this mini camp, even the Anthony Schwartz's. These guys, I think they're going to take it really, really easy. But we'll be able to pick up a lot of things, you know, who's working where, what the depth chart sort of looks like, the unofficial depth chart, you know, who's knowing their assignments, who has to be told things several times. Now, we're going to be on the front fields today, so we're not really sure exactly how much we're going to be able to see. It's hard to see the offense when they put them on the far field. Through OTAs, we were able to see pretty much everything because we were down at the end. by the shed down there by Beach Street, and you can see a lot more. Today we might struggle to see the offense up close a little bit, but you know, you can still pick up a lot of things, and really looking forward to it.
So, Mary Kay, how much stock are we going to put into what we're seeing of everything that you're talking about here, such as like who's practicing with whom and all, you know, how many times they're being told and all of that kind of stuff? How much stock are you putting into that going into training camp?
Well, I mean, you put a little bit of stock into it. I mean, you, like I said, you pick up clues. You pick up how players are interacting with each other. You can figure out who the leaders are starting to be, who's establishing themselves in that regard. You know, they'll be trying to figure out who's going to wear the green dot and call the defensive signals. You've got a couple guys that are candidates for that. You have, you know, you want to look and see how much faster Baker is playing at this time than he was last year, because now he's not learning all new footwork. He's not learning a new offense. This is his second season in the system for the first time in his career, actually. And so, you know, you're looking for things like that. Jadeveon Clowney, you know, what is he going to do? What is he not going to be able to do? How does he look physically? You know, does anybody look bigger, smaller? Who's put on? It looks to me like Miles has actually put on some weight, not really quite sure how much, but he's put on some. You'll have other guys that take off some. So lots of things to look for.
Mary Kay, what was your biggest takeaway from the softball game the other night, talking to those guys?
Well, it was the biggest takeaway, I think, is the fact that players from outside of this team, like the Henry Ruggs that were there and the Travis Kelce's, that they really see something special in the Cleveland Browns, and they can tell that the Browns are going to be right up there and they're going to be contenders this year. And for Travis Kelce to say that they're neck and neck with the Chiefs, I thought that was really significant. I don't think he would say something like that if he didn't really mean it. He knows what this defense has done to improve this offseason. He knows what he's going to be up against in that opener. And I thought it was pretty cool to hear some of the things that he had to say.
Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, you were saying on Baker Mayfield and, of course, not learning footwork and all of that kind of stuff, what are some of the indicators you're going to look for that he is taking that step forward to be a better quarterback in minicamp?
Well, I think that Baker is even going to be more of a vocal leader than he was in the past. Now that he's got a better grasp on this offense, I think he can afford to do that. I think he will play with a confidence that he didn't play with early on last season, because he just had too many things on his plate. When you're learning all new terminology and you're learning all new footwork, it's really hard to direct traffic and tell everybody else to do with that authority. I think he will have that authority this year, and I also think he won't have all the voices in his head in terms of worrying about getting the ball too many times to this guy or that guy. I think that he will own this offense now, and I think he'll run it and operate it the way that he sees fit.
Mary Kay, J.C. Treader is going to speak a little bit later today. Can you just talk a little bit about, you know, the solidarity that the offense had by, or the majority of the offense had by saying, hey, we're not going to these voluntary workouts for OTAs, and we're listening to J.C. and his role as the head of the NFLPA?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. I participated on an NFLPA call the other day thinking that he was going to be on it, and he wasn't on that. And so I am interested to hear what he has to say about how the Browns handled this. And I think that they worked hard to handle it in a way that felt comfortable for everyone, as much as you can possibly do that under the circumstances. Obviously, ideally, the coaches would have liked to have their offense and defense here for OTAs. But short of that, to know that your offense, that your guys are working together, developing chemistry, developing those bonds. You know, it's not perfect, but at least it's something. And I think these guys will show up for this mini camp looking pretty polished and ready to go.
Mary Kay, how much work do you think Greedy Williams is going to get in the back of this defense during mini camp? Because you're bringing in Greg Newsome. You've, of course, got Troy Hill in here as well. You've brought in John Johnson. There's a lot of turnover in the secondary on the other side of Denzel Ward. How much work do you think Greedy Williams gets?
Well, it just depends on what they feel like he's not only up for physically, but what they should allow him to do physically in his bid to return from this shoulder injury. So it's not you know, an issue of, you know, how many reps or how many guys. It's really just about the shoulder. He would be getting all the work in the world if he was 100% healthy. But he's still trying to gain the strength back in the shoulder. It's a process. And I don't think they want him to have, obviously, any setbacks. So I think they'll be a little bit cautious with him, maybe give him some team reps, but not all of them, and then give him an opportunity to come back even healthier for training camp.
Mary Kay, I've heard you ask the question because I think it's an interesting question when you bring up the stuff about having all these new guys on defense. What's a realistic expectation for this defense about, you know, just gel and flow and these guys getting to know each other? Like, should we just kind of – like, in some ways, I feel like you can't feel like this is going to be the world's greatest defense when they start because the guys don't know each other enough to understand each other's tendencies, and it makes me want to back off and lower expectations for me, even though I know that they've got some great guys on this defense and that they should be outstanding. But I do think that you've got to give it some time. And so I think I value it every time you talk about that in these press conferences. What's realistic?
Well, I think the early part of the season will be a learning process and a learning curve for some of the guys. And I say that meaning the coaches as well, because here's the thing. They're going to be trying to put together sub-packages and trying to figure out who's going to be on the field in every situation. And I don't think that they will know that by week one exactly who is going to excel in which situation and how this puzzle of a new defense is all going to fit together. I think the first quarter of the season is going to be largely guys sort of establishing what roles they are best in the heat of the moment. Sometimes you can't figure those things out in training camp. You've got to get these guys out in the game to see who excels in goal line defense. You know, who's better in red zone? Who's better backed up? I mean, who's better in the nickel, the dime, the big safety? These are things that they will be figuring out a little bit on the fly. You can get a little bit out of the preseason games in that regard, but mostly in the heat of the moment when there's full contact in games, that's when you'll know who the best 11 guys are in each situation to have on that field. So I think by the time they get to November and December, when it really, really matters, they're going to have it down, and they're going to know exactly who should be where when, and the players are super smart, and I think they're going to come up the learning curve very, very quickly, and I don't think it will take as long as some people think it might.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. As always, you know we love talking to you. Sometimes we're not as fun as the other shows, but we're going to be fun throughout this camp and getting ready for the next season. So Mary Kay, thank you, thank you, thank you. We always appreciate your time.
You guys are plenty fun, and thank you.
All right, fine. I'll ask the fun question. Mary Kay, if you had to play a position in the Jarvis Landry softball game, where are you playing?
Okay, good question.
Oh, gosh. Probably somewhere in the outfield.
Okay, I can see you covering ground. You're you're twitchy. You can cover ground. I can see that.
I can also
see a cannon. No one's scoring on you on a sack fly.
Oh, without question.
I think shutting them down.
Yeah, without question.
Mary Kay, thank you.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
We'll
take care.
Talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Make sure you read her every day at theplaydealer@cleveland.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.